Broadcasting live from the Lower Roswell Road in South Marietta Zaxby's Studios in Cobb County, it's time for Cobb Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Cobb County Business Radio X, where I, your host, Lanice Williams, highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. And today we have our monthly edition of Cobb Legal Experts, and I have my co-host here, Miss Stephanie Anderson. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Good. If you don't mind, if you can just take a second and tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and your practice.
Sure. So again, my name is Stephanie Anderson. I own the Anderson Law Practice. It's a law firm in Midtown focusing on estate planning and elder law. So I help families before there's a problem.
Awesome. Yeah. Before there's a problem.
Before there's a problem. Yeah.
So if you don't mind, if you can introduce our listeners to the guest that we have in the studio today.
Absolutely. We have Raya Greathouse in the building. And since being admitted to practice law in the state of Georgia, Raya has been counsel of record in over 1,000 criminal and civil matters throughout the state with a high rate of success. Raya earned his law degree from the Thurgood Marshall School of Law at Texas Southern University in Houston, Texas, where he graduated the top of his law school class. Raya has also served his community as an assistant district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia for several years, where he prosecuted cases ranging from drugs to violent felonies throughout the county. After leaving the Fulton County District Attorney's Office, Raya joined a nationally recognized plaintiff's firm where he represented injured victims as well as estates on behalf of decedents in wrongful death actions, where he has recovered over $1 million for his clients.
He sounds like he's been busy.
I think so.
Good morning, Raya. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. How are you all doing?
I'm awesome. Great.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah. So is there anything that Stephanie has not covered?
Is there anything you can tell us? You know, I'm sitting here looking like
There's one important thing we didn't cover.
What's that?
Where you went to undergrad.
Oh, the real HU, Hampton
That's
University.
Right.
Oh, geez. Here we go. I'm double teamed again.
Go Pirates.
Once again, you do this to me all the time. I've just been down here in the South by myself all these years.
That's all right. You know, it takes a special person to go to Hampton University. You know,
I guess.
It's a wonderful place.
It is. Beautiful place. Yeah, it is. It is. So, Raya, when did you start your practice?
I actually started my practice towards the end of 2015.
Okay.
So we've been open for about 4 months now.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
And we are steadily growing. Thank you. We are growing and growing. And, you know, our main concept is that there are many, many, many lawyers out here in Atlanta. But we kind of distinguish ourselves because we're centered around customer care, customer mm-hmm. service. A lot of complaints that I've heard, which actually kind of prompted me to open this firm, is that so many people would say, yeah, I have a lawyer, but I've actually never even talked to him before.
Oh, wow.
You know, you see someone on a billboard or a commercial or you call a hotline number and you're just randomly assigned to someone and you never get that one-on-one connection. And that's what I want to provide.
That's mm-hmm. awesome. That's awesome. Especially for your practice area. So tell us a little bit more about the cases that you take.
Well, I take personal injury cases, and that can be broken down into so many different categories. Of course, the car wrecks, you're injured in a car accident. Of course, it is always, always, always the best idea to get an attorney when dealing with insurance companies. We also do premises liability. And what that means, that would cover slip and falls. You're at someone's restaurant or an establishment, you fall and hurt yourself. Of course, you need to go to the hospital. You want someone who's going to cover those medical bills that you have. And, you know, some of these companies, you're still dealing with insurance, and they're going to pretty much jerk you around for the most part if you do not have an attorney. Mm-hmm. You know, so we specialize in that. Also, if you're a crime victim, we have had a high rate of success doing what's called negligent security cases. And what that is, if you're in a high crime area, for instance, we've represented individuals in an apartment complex. Let's say it's not the best part of town. It's known for having a kind of high crime rate area. And let's say you're shot, hopefully, God forbid, you know, it wouldn't happen. But let's say you're shot and then come to find out they've had 5 shootings over the last year or two or three.
Wow.
Or rape or assault or whatever it may be. However, they did nothing to ever combat that problem. They never hired security, and hence the inadequate security, the negligent security. They never did anything such as installing cameras or gates or security guards or whatever it may be, because you're having a lot of these companies or even apartments that put profits over people. They figure, hey, it's a little cheaper, you know, to not spend the extra money on, you know, police or security presence. And it ends up backfiring. And it unfortunately results in someone being hurt or even killed.
Wow. So what's the very first thing someone should do if they are injured?
Well, the first thing that you should do if you are seriously injured, of course, call 911. You need to get the proper medical assistance. Go to the hospital right then and there. Go get checked out, because oftentimes, and especially in a car accident, you think you're okay, you know, and it's not until the next day or even a week or however long after, then you realize, man, I'm kind of.
Right. So even in those situations, get checked out.
Go get checked out.
Okay.
Go get checked out. Okay. Absolutely. I know it's not the best use of time waiting in the emergency room, but it, you know, I mean.
It could be key.
Right. It could be key. I mean, we've found out, I've had clients to find out through, you know, hey, I don't really hurt that much, but let me go into the hospital. Then they take x-rays, get an MRI, and then discover, hey, I have a serious problem. And because they were able to address it then, you know, they're not seriously injured later, you know, so a serious disability or anything. But second of all, after, of course, making sure that you're safe, your health is okay, the police need to be there. You know, you see so often where there's an accident and you figure, oh, let's not really call the police. Let's not get our insurance involved. I mean, that's one of the worst things you can do.
Yeah.
You have to have a record of it.
Yeah.
You absolutely have to have a record, because in law, regardless of what area you're in, if you are going to court, you need evidence.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what that police report is. It's evidence. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the medical. You know, when you go there, that's evidence of your injury. You can't just go in and say, oh, my back hurts. It feels like I have a bulging disc, but I don't really know. Mm-hmm. I didn't go get it checked out.
Yeah.
Because the insurance company is going to laugh at you.
Yeah. Right.
They don't want to pay anyway.
They don't want to pay.
They're finding every reason not to.
I mean, it is their, almost their duty.
It is.
Their job not to pay you.
Right.
So,
right. And the longer you wait to get treatment, then there are questions really about causation. Right.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because if you wait, then they're going to say, well, how do we know that, it was our
accident.
You could have fallen 3 days ago.
Exactly.
Right. That's exactly right.
All right. So you said medical treatment, police. At what time do we contact you, the attorney?
Well, as soon as you have your report, you talk to the police, call me immediately. I mean, the faster you get a lawyer on your side, the better. Because there may be certain evidence that I could advise you to get. I also advise you to take pictures of the scene. Of course. Do an inventory of any damage to your vehicle, to your property as well. Because all of that, the way that it works once you hire an attorney is we contact the insurance company and we say, hey, we are representing this individual in a claim that they may have against your insured. And at that point, the insurance company can no longer talk to you. They can't talk to you without your attorney. Because what I found out that a lot of them do is they try to beat, you know, they try to beat you to the punch, or they beat the attorney to the punch, because they want to say, hey, what happened? You know, I'm here. I'm representing.
I'm on your side.
Yeah.
You know, I want to figure out what's going on. I want to get you paid. I want to, you know, whatever they say. Mm-hmm. And then you sit there and you tell them the story. And then the next thing you know is, you know, they're jerking you around because they're saying, well, this actually could have been avoided because you had the duty, you know, to avoid the accident. And yeah, you saw him coming and we know he was coming 100 miles per hour at you and you couldn't really do anything. But, you know, you said you saw him and you did nothing. Mm-hmm. So
Jedi mind trick.
Right.
Exactly. So they trick you into giving, you know, almost kind of the same as in criminal. They kind of trick you into giving incriminating statements that kind of deduct value from your case.
Gotcha.
So that's why as soon as you have an attorney, you know, they're coming through me. And they're saying, well, we want to get a recorded statement from your client. And I can better advise you whether or not we need to do that.
Okay. Well, good. That's awesome. So how do you determine how much someone's case is worth?
Well, that's always the funniest thing. It's a very tough way to see it. You know, a lot of attorneys will be quick to promise you, oh, you hurt, I can get you $100,000. I'll get you $10 million. Mm-hmm. It's not that clear cut.
Okay.
There are several things that we have to do to determine value. And that is probably the most frequently asked question when I am talking to an injured client. How much am I going to get? The way that money is recovered in these cases is we actually have to go after the insurance, that person's insurance. And they have what's called policy limits. And that's usually a number that will let us know, hey, through this policy, this is the most that they will pay. Sometimes you are fortunate and you have a company with an insurance policy that can be as high as $1 million, $3 million, you know. But oftentimes that's not the case. They may have only $100,000 in coverage, which is the most that you can get from that insurance company. Or you may have a driver who only paid the minimum and they only have $25,000 worth of coverage. So the value really depends on how much coverage do they have. And then even if there is coverage, I like to, a good rule of thumb is to say that, you know, a pretty decent judge value is about 3 times your medical bills. That's what, you know, usually. So if you have a little, you know, fender bender and your back hurts and you go to the chiropractor about 3 times and you have less than $1,000 in medical bills, you know, I think it's a little unreasonable to think that you're about to get a $50,000, $100,000 recovery.
Okay. Yeah,
it's funny because I practiced PI law for 8 or 9 years. And when those commercials come on the radio and they're like, so-and-so got me $300,000. My kids already know. They changed the radio station because they're like, Mom, because they've heard me say it. They're like, Mom, that doesn't matter. They're going to keep saying that. They don't even know if their person was really hurt.
Right.
Because I get upset when I hear those commercials because I think it gives unrealistic expectations to people when they go and they finally talk to an attorney. Yeah. They're like, well, so-and-so on the radio got this much, or my cousin got this much. Why?
Right.
Exactly. You get me this amount
exactly.
of money.
Exactly.
It's very difficult. I mean, it makes it very tough for us to, you know, properly do our job because you're right. The false or the, you know, the unreasonable expectations also, you know, as you said, they'll compare their case to their cousins or their mama's neighbor or whoever.
The person that was probably unconscious and had two broken legs and a broken rib.
Not knowing the full details of their injuries.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. So every case is not cookie cutter.
Every case is different with its own set of issues and, you know, and it depends on the adjuster.
Exactly.
From the insurance company, the time of month or the time of year as we're finding out. I mean, there are a number of factors.
Okay. So when someone calls your office, tell us a little bit about the intake process and how that goes.
Sure. When someone calls the office, they are usually transferred to me and I talk to them. Of course, I'll ask you what happened. One of the things that I like to know if it's an accident or anything, I want to know your injuries. First off, I want to make sure you're okay, that you've gotten the proper medical care.
Are you able to help with that?
Well, I can't, you know, obviously I'm not a doctor. I can't say, hey, this is what you need to do. But, you know, I always encourage them, hey, go to the hospital.
Okay.
Get checked out or call your primary physician.
Okay.
Go in, see him or her. Get a referral to a specialist. You know, if it's a back or, you know, something like that, I'd say, hey, you may need to see an orthopedic specialist. You may need to go to a chiropractor, but I'm not a doctor, you know. You know, so I kind of guide them.
You can point them in the right direction.
You know, but I'm not going to pinpoint and say,
exactly,
this is who you need to call or anything, because I still want that to be independent where it doesn't appear that, you know, hey, we're just trying to set up some kind of claim and run up your bill.
Right.
So it appears that you have, you know, a certain amount of damages. But, you know, I can kind of point you in the right direction as far as, hey, you may need to go see a specialist in this certain area.
Okay.
And once, you know, I've been able to make sure that their physical needs are taken care of, you know, I always walk them through the process kind of as what they can expect, kind of as we just talked about this morning.
Right.
their expectations. And, you know, I like to say it, in this business, it's usually kind of a 90 day to 120 kind of time period. On average, of course, some take longer, some are a lot quicker. But I kind of walk them through what to expect and we go from there.
Okay. Now, are most cases settled outside of court?
The majority of them are. But if we get to the point where the insurance company is not giving us what we feel is a fair or reasonable offer, we have no problem filing suit. And if we have to take it to court, then we absolutely will. Most of them don't require that, especially in a car wreck case. But some of the bigger cases, such as the negligent security cases where you're, you know, seriously injured on someone's property or slip and fall, then, you know, it's more likely that we will have to file suit on those.
Okay. But you're willing to go to court.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I spent, you know, years as a prosecutor in court. I actually miss being in court sometimes. So. Okay. You know, if I can get in there, you know, that's where I'm willing to be.
And I'm pretty sure insurance companies know that. So when an attorney's letterhead comes across their desk, they can say, yeah, we know this attorney doesn't really like to try cases. In fact, this attorney doesn't, but this one does.
Absolutely. I mean,
that kind of affects how they process claims.
Absolutely.
And cases too.
You have some attorneys that won't even file suit.
Right.
I mean, we're not even talking about trying the case, but we're talking about they are afraid to file suit, where they'll say, well, this is kind of it. You know, it's you know, they gave us an offer. You know, I went back once and they kind of came back with this and they've kind of stopped. So I think you need to take this offer and they move on to the next. You know?
OK. All right. So a personalized touch for your clients, especially when they're going through probably some really tough times for their families.
Right.
What are you finding? I mean, how does accidents, injuries, and disabilities affect families that you represent?
I mean, it can be catastrophic, because while you may or may not heal physically ever, it's taken a financial toll. Healthcare is not, you know, free. Bills rack up. They will send you to collections. And I found that even the medical providers have been a lot more forgiving or willing to work with you once you have an attorney, because they can say, all right, well, you have an attorney, so you know what? We'll give you the benefit of the doubt for now because you have an attorney, and, you know, we'll just recover on the back end once you're paid, then we'll figure something out. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, a benefit of having an attorney.
Gotcha.
But obviously, future medical care. Mm-hmm. If you are ever seriously injured, you need additional surgeries or rehab, and you're kind of in a point where your insurance won't pay for it or you don't have insurance. I mean, that's what a settlement is for. Mm-hmm. It is to give you money to continue, you know, to get whatever treatment you need. So that's how that can be a help, because, I mean, there's nothing worse where you are disabled or crippled or, you know, seriously physically, you know, incapacitated, right, and then you can't even afford to get help.
Right. Exactly.
And, you know, and people that don't have attorneys, they don't think about that. Like these bills, even though, you know, they may have had preliminary bills, they don't think about, okay, I'm feeling better, but I'm still going to need future medical service.
Exactly.
They don't think about that. They're just ready to take the check.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, it's as you said, I mean, it's very enticing to say, oh, wait, I can get this quick check. You know, whatever they offer me, and I don't even have an attorney.
Let me take it.
It's quick money, and I don't have to share it with anybody.
Right. Not thinking about
long term
physical therapy, medications, all the other things that come with them having to deal with the injury.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's bigger than the number. It's making sure that, you know,
it is to try to make you whole.
Exactly.
That is the point of, you know, of this suit. It's not to get rich.
Exactly.
This is not your come up. I've had to say, look,
this is not the Powerball.
Right. A lot of people say, oh, I hit the lottery.
No, you didn't.
No,
it's
to
make whole.
Absolutely.
But there are a lot of factors in determining what that means.
Correct.
And that's why they need an attorney to make sure they're not missing anything.
Correct.
Gotcha. So I'm going to plug my practice a little bit, because we're talking about accidents and disability.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you're seeing with your clients, because obviously no one's planning on getting into a car accident. No one's planning on getting hurt. No one's planning on dying.
Right.
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 And so how are your clients prepared legally? Have they done estate planning? Have they thought about prior attorney healthcare directives? Can you talk a little bit more about being prepared for the unexpected?
Absolutely. Well, some are, but the majority are not. Mm-hmm. We have even seen in our wrongful death cases how there are no estates that are set up. Mm-hmm. And what that means is we cannot settle the case on behalf of the deceased without an estate set up. And that's why we have to use professionals such as yourself. And we point them and say, hey, you need a will in place. You need to have this set up. So if something happens, we can go ahead and move forward.
Right.
Because we've seen situations where a client may come in and say, hey, my loved one was killed. They were involved in a fatal accident or incident. And they waited around for a while. And then the statute of limitations has been running because you only have 2 years, and they may come in about a year and a half. And then you say, all right, well, we need to file suit. We need to move fast. We need to,
and
you know,
can't.
What do we have? But we can't because of issues with the estate not being set up. So, you know, it cuts down on a lot of drama. Of course, the family members, you know, infighting that you may have, as well as, you know, the legal barriers to move forward with your case. It just makes it so much easier.
Right.
And then even on the back end, you know, once we have, you know, secured a wonderful settlement, everyone's happy. I've had clients to blow that in a month.
Oh, man.
And, you know, now I'm to the point where, you know, I can say, hey, you need to go and see, you know, Stephanie, because she'll get your, you know, she'll help you figure out what you need to do with that money. We can put it in trust. We can, you know, we can do so many things to make that actually that money go to its intended use, instead of you know, blowing it. Now you're upset because you still may not necessarily be over your injuries, and now you don't have the money, but there's absolutely nothing you can do at this point because your case is over.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a lot of power in pre-planning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And absolutely.
To always be ready for the unexpected, right?
Must be.
Yeah. So why law? Why did you choose to become an attorney in the first place?
Well, you know, I feel like it actually kind of chose me, not to sound so cliche. But
so many people say that. It's funny. Right?
No, I didn't grow up saying, hey, I want to be a lawyer. I actually had no interest in law. Both of my parents are in the legal field.
What did you major in at Hampton?
I was a political science major, but I started.
But you were setting yourself up.
Right, he was setting it up.
Well, I started off as a broadcast journalism major.
Okay.
And then I found out, hey, everybody's not on CNN or ESPN making $3 million a year. You know, and I kind of just floated through college without a plan. And I said, I guess I might as well just be a political science major, you know, so I'll have options. And I was fortunate enough where I had great grades, and it was the kind of the down part of the economy, the beginning of the recession. And I figured, look, I have the grades. Why not go to law school?
Okay.
And once I got there, I figured, hey, I'm not bad at this. This is pretty interesting. And, you know, there's nothing better than being able to say what I do. It matters, you know, that I can help someone, that someone's life is better because I, you know, was able to have a little bit of influence. So it gives you that purpose. So
yeah,
so it's kind of worked out.
Okay. And you were on Nancy Grace recently, right?
I was.
You were. And so as a former DA, she's a former DA too. So in the name of your firm is, you know, ATL Trial Law. That's not the name of your firm. That's the name of your website. And I think it's brilliant, actually.
Thank you.
So you take criminal cases too, in addition to civil cases.
Correct.
Okay. Okay,
correct.
Gotcha.
I do. Most of my practice is probably civil, but I do have, as you said, I have the background as an assistant district attorney, so I will take criminal cases.
Okay.
You know, DUIs, felonies, drug cases, those type of cases.
Okay. And mostly in the metro?
Metro area.
Okay.
Fulton, DeKalb, Cobb, Gwinnett.
Okay. Gotcha.
I want to hear more about Nancy Grace.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, what were you talking about on Nancy Grace? Tell us a little bit about that.
You mean, I didn't really get to talk much. You know, it's not really a show about defense attorneys. It's more about Nancy Grace and, you know.
And her being right.
Right. So.
Well, what was the topic?
Well, she had me talking about a few cases. One of them, so the way that she does it, you know, in case you haven't seen the show.
No, we've seen it. But go ahead.
Well, she'll pick, you know, 5 or 6 news stories that I guess are real big in the country at the time. And she'll kind of give her point and then give an attorney, you know, a defense attorney, a chance to kind of chime in so she can, you know, argue and make her points.
Yeah. Do her Nancy Grace.
Right.
Yeah.
So what we talked about on the show, have y'all seen that documentary on Netflix, Making a Murderer?
I haven't.
Well, everybody's been talking about it. It's about a guy, Stephen Avery, in Wisconsin. And he was, come to find out, wrongfully convicted of a rape case, a rape sexual assault. And he was incarcerated for about 18 years until he was exonerated because of some DNA evidence that was discovered. So he finally, you know, he gets out of jail. And about 2 years later, you know, while he's filing a wrongful arrest, wrongful prosecution lawsuit, about $36 million against the police department and the officers that were, you know, involved in that arrest and that investigation, he ends up getting accused and later convicted of a rape and murder.
Oh, wow.
So come to find out,
that happened like right after the first one.
Maybe
he
like
allegedly
a couple
committed.
Years later after he's released.
Oh, after he's released.
Correct.
Wow.
So he's out for maybe like 2 years. And then he is charged with this gruesome crime along with his nephew. And they're saying they have a full confession from his nephew, you know, saying what happened. They find, you know, her DNA and on his property. I mean, it's just all this evidence that looks just so condemning.
Wow.
However, the documentary pokes several holes in this case, raises a lot of doubt, reasonable doubt. You know, kind of suggesting that this police department has a personal vendetta against him, that they may have planted this evidence, you know, fabricated,
right?
You know, basically the evidence to convict him. And a lot of people are outraged and thinks, you know, they think that the case should be reopened. They've written letters to the governor asking for his pardon and so forth.
Oh, so he was convicted.
Yes, he is currently in jail serving a life sentence for that.
Wow.
So, you know, we talked about that a little bit, just about some of the evidence and some of the allegations.
Okay.
You know, and what I believe is doubt that has, you know, come about in the case.
That's awesome. And what an awesome opportunity.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet. And we'll probably see you on there again.
I hope so. I think I'll get invited back. You know, hopefully I'll get to talk a little more.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So civil and criminal.
Correct.
Trial law. That's
Absolutely.
What you do.
Absolutely.
Okay. Awesome.
We'll go to trial. We're not afraid. We're not afraid of court. We have no problem with court.
Well, that's good. That's good. So your office is located.
We are at 1100 Peachtree Street, Northeast Suite 200.
Okay.
That is right there in Midtown.
Okay, but you can serve families
all over.
Okay.
All over the Metro Atlanta.
Okay.
Area.
State of Georgia?
State of Georgia. If you are, I don't even want to limit it to Metro Atlanta, all over the state of Georgia.
Okay.
You know, call us.
Okay, good.
Because if we can't help you, there's certainly someone in our network that we can definitely give you, you know, we can make sure that you're covered, you're taken care of.
Good. And was it 1,000 plus cases that?
It's a lot. You
know,
and roughly 6 years, you know, I've been thrown in, you know,
I
from
see,
the start.
You've been busy.
It's the best experience.
Just thrown
out there to the wolves.
I was thrown in there. So, you know, it's paid off where I definitely think that I have the experience to help someone.
Yeah. And you have the experience to be on Nancy Grace. So.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you're busy. You're trying a lot of cases.
Yes.
That's awesome.
In addition to our location, our physical address, we are easily accessible on the internet. Go to ATLtriallaw.com.
Okay.
Or you can find us on Twitter at ATLtriallaw. You know, whatever I can do to assist, I will be more than happy. Give us a call, 404-969-1218. That is 404-969-1218.
Okay, awesome. All right.
Well, this was good. I'm still amazed by Nancy Grace.
Me too.
I can't wait.
So impressive.
Right. Has it aired yet?
It has. It aired last week, but I think
we missed it, Stephanie.
I know.
That's all right. I'll let you know when I go back on.
Yeah, please do.
I was told by the producer that I didn't do a horrible job, so I guess they're going to invite me back.
No, you'll get invited back.
I'm sure.
I'm just waiting to confirm another appearance, but I look forward to it. I love law. I love, you know, debating the issues. It's great.
That's awesome. And you talked a little bit earlier about how clients usually can't get in touch with their attorney when they're going through this.
You can reach us. I can promise you, you can reach
us. So you're going to actually talk to them.
Personally, I will talk to my clients.
Okay.
Like I said, those are, you know, the three ways to reach us, either on Twitter, ATL at ATL Trial Law.
Okay.
Via the internet, ATLTrialLaw.com. Or our phone number, 404-969-1218.
Okay, good.
Well, since you're on Twitter, here's a question for you. How do you feel that social media works for you as a legal professional?
Well, it's just more accessible. You know, we're not the old law, the old attorneys of yesteryear where it's so formal. I mean, I think the clients kind of enjoy that accessibility where they say, oh yeah, I can call my lawyer or I can tweet him real quick.
Right.
You know,
right.
Oh, I can go on Facebook and send a quick message. You know, it's that ease of being able to
of being accessible, right?
Yeah, because I've had several clients where, you know, from beginning to end, they've never even had to come into the office. I mean, and that's their choosing, but they say, well, you know, I have a real busy schedule. You know, let's Skype, let's have a conference via Skype or, you know, hey, let's figure this out where we're kind of mobile, you know, and it works out because, you know, unfortunately, we don't all have the time to just stop. You've already been inconvenienced by having, you know,
exactly
this incident, alter your life. And now to have to take more time off your job or from your rehab schedule or whatever to go and, you know, have to sit and wait on your attorney, you know, like you're at the doctor's office. Right. I mean, things have changed. So I've found that clients have responded very, very, very well to, you know, saying, hey, I can
tweet
wherever I am. You know, I had a quick thought. Oh, yeah. Let me just shoot you a quick tweet.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and mention them. In this update, he'll see it.
And, you know, and clients like that,
they do.
It's kind of saying, hey, this is my lawyer. You know, they're proud of it and they can share it with their friends or whoever. And, you know, I love it.
Yeah, it is. Social media is powerful because people really get a sense of who you are before they even pick up the phone.
And, you know, it's kind of like Yelp, you know, where people want to talk about their experiences, you know, whether they be good or bad, hopefully no bad,
hopefully,
you know, all good.
Right.
But, you know, people want to share their experience and they can put it on Twitter or Facebook. Hey, I had a great time with Raya. You know, they showed me, you know, so much attention. I was able to talk to them. They did a great job. I'm so happy. You know, this was such a nerve-wracking experience, but he walked me through it. You know, that's something that people want to share.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Great customer service experience turned into a great marketing opportunity.
Right. And other people can see that. And then they don't have to wonder, oh, well, how can I reach this lawyer? Because all they have to do is click on that same link or, you know, tweet me or do whatever at that same link that someone else put up. And, you know, a new relationship has begun.
Exactly. I love social media.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
And it's like you were saying, with there being so many attorneys in Georgia, you know, in everywhere, nationwide.
And especially with your practice area.
Right.
Yeah. Them being able to see you and have that relationship with you via social media, it makes a difference in determining who they're going to call when they need you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. Because you just see most clients nowadays, they want someone that they can kind of consider a family friend.
Yeah, they do.
They don't just want to say, you know, as they're driving down, oh, yeah, look, that billboard. Yeah, that's the, you know, I called that firm. Yeah, I never talked to him, but, you know, those are my lawyers.
This paralegal was really nice.
Yeah. So it's about getting back to building relationships with clients instead of having a transaction.
Absolutely.
Right. And so many of us are operating in that business model.
Right.
It's a transaction, not a relationship.
We never want our client to feel that, you know, like you said, it was just a transaction.
You're just a number.
Quick number that they got in, got out, got your money and, you know, gave you a little bit and now
close the file, never hear from them ever again.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we want to get to the point where, you know, we have clients and they're so impressed where they call us for other issues that aren't even our practice areas, where we can say, hey, look, let us be a resource for you. let's say, oh, you need someone to draft a will. Yeah, I got the perfect. Here's Stephanie's number. Here's the perfect person for you. Or, mm-hmm. you know, someone, oh, you know, you're going through a divorce. I'm sorry to hear that. You know, we don't do it, but I have a great lawyer for you.
Exactly.
You know?
And then they trust you.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's awesome. All about relationship building. And
I
think
I'm going to have to use that. It's about relationships.
It's about relationships, not transactions.
I like that.
It is. It is.
I'm going to tweet that.
You should. Mention me.
I'll at you.
Oh, that's awesome. Is there anything else we should know about you?
Hey, we'll get the job done.
Yeah.
That's just pretty much, you know, we're about business. We're not going to waste your time. We're not going to waste our time.
And you're an Atlanta native, right?
I am. Born and raised in Atlanta.
Okay.
Southwest Atlanta.
Okay.
Graduated from Woodward Academy.
Okay.
Oh, my son has an interview there next week. Oh,
good luck.
Or in 2 weeks on the 9th.
Send positive vibes. Yeah. Yes.
Please.
Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, good. So how does it feel to have your law practice in your hometown?
It's awesome. You know, went out to Virginia for undergrad, then out to Texas for law school. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no place like home.
Yeah.
You know, coming back here and being able to have the people that I basically grew up around calling mm-hmm. me and mm-hmm. knowing that I can help them. I mean, there's such a great feeling when you have someone who's seen you as a child.
Right.
You know, one of your parents' friends, you know, that always looked at you as that little boy.
Yeah.
And now
they need you.
Now they're calling you, you know, they're calling you like, hey, I really need your help. Mm-hmm. And being able to help them. And now you're not looked at as that little boy anymore.
Yeah.
But they're taking you seriously. And then, of course, they want to brag on you and tell everybody else mm-hmm. about you. You know,
yeah.
that's great.
Mm-hmm. Are your parents attorneys, too?
No, my dad is a non-practicing lawyer.
Okay.
Went to law school, but he is not practicing. And my mother is she works for the public defender's office
okay.
As an investigator.
Okay. So you had law running through your blood
already.
I swore
I was not going to go to law school and look at me.
You know, that's funny. My ex-husband is an attorney. I'm an attorney. And my son swears, my oldest swears he's not going to be a lawyer, but I see it.
Oh, really?
The way he argues with, tries to argue with me, I see it. It's in his DNA. It's
yeah, he's
going
to do it.
Yeah, I always said, you know, hey, I want to be on TV. I want to host my own show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's funny.
Call Nancy.
You know, getting to be
yeah.
on.
Co-host.
Well, getting to be on Nancy Grace, it's really kind of a dream come true. You
right.
know, it's kind of a culmination
awesome.
Of the two sides. Hey, I get to be on TV and the
and
legal side.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's great.
And a little bit of that broadcast journalism came out and helped you out with that interview a little bit.
I don't
bit.
Know if it helped me with her, but, you know, she's tough.
Is there any last, like maybe advice or piece of advice that you would like to leave with any listener that may be considering a career as an attorney?
If you're considering a career as an attorney, well, I always tell them, read about as much as you can,
mm-hmm.
as far as current events, what the laws are. Because as you both know, law school is a lot of reading.
Yeah, it is.
And
it was,
it covers a, wide range of topics, but I think you have to be well-rounded as an attorney, but you have to be connected. You have to know what's going on in the world,
mm-hmm.
what's going on with our laws. So, I mean, definitely pay attention to the news, pay attention to what, you know, Congress is doing, what your state legislature is doing. That's very important because that really has an impact on your career, your future career, and the clients that you serve. Mm.
That's great
awesome.
Advice.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your journey, everything that you're doing. It's great stuff that people really need to know about.
Yeah.
Thanks for
I
having
agree.
Me. Thank you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, Stephanie, if you would please leave our listeners with your information.
Yes. So the Anderson Law Practice, you can reach us online at atlestateplanning.com. You can call us at 404-267-1377 or email us at info@atlestateplanning.com. We're actually having a workshop tomorrow.
Oh, tell
free
us about
workshop,
it.
How to protect your stuff in 3 easy steps.
Ooh.
It's going to be fun, informative, all that great stuff. You're going to learn everything you need to know about estate planning and elder law. So free workshop in our office tomorrow morning at 10, and we have one next Thursday at 1 p.m. So you can register by emailing us at info@atlestateplanning.com.
Awesome.
We'll get you in for that free workshop, how to protect awesome. Your stuff in 3
it.
Easy steps.
Love it.
Yeah.
Thank you both so much for joining me
Thank
today.
You.
This is always fun, Stephanie. You always
yeah.
get good guests. Love it.
Thank you.
So this is Lanice Williams, and I'm signing off on another edition of
Cobb Legal Experts. Have a great day.